Thanks for tuning in to Local Color. We have a guest in the studio tonight. Quite a treat. We have Dr. Mac Arnold. He's visiting us from the Greenville area of South Carolina. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Wonderful. We are really lucky to have you in the studio today. And it's part of celebrating Black History Month as well, because you are a historical figure in music. And we certainly like to celebrate music as well. Dr. Mac Arnold, about when did you start playing music?
I started playing music at the age of 10, somewhere around 1952.
Wow. So how long have you been playing then?
Well, this year will mark about 65 years.
Wow, that's amazing. And quite a legacy that you have here. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Now, you didn't just limit your experience to South Carolina. You did a little bit of traveling as well.
That is correct.
Okay.
We traveled all over the U.S. and the west area of Europe, from Brussels all the way down to Italy.
Wonderful. And I understand that they're really big fans of blues there.
Really fantastic. We felt like rock stars.
That's wonderful. Well, you are in our book, too. Now, you do, I mentioned legacy earlier. You definitely do something to maintain the legacy of music in this area. And I was recently got to see you at USC Upstate, where you did a little talk there in the music room. Who was that addressed to specifically? I know it was a public event.
Yes, that was a part of the Black History Month.
Okay.
Yes, well, the University of Upstate Spartanburg.
Mm-hmm. That was really good. I enjoyed that talk with you and your band, and I liked how you were encouraging other people in the room to pursue music and enjoy themselves doing it, which was the very important part for you. You made that very clear, to enjoy yourself doing making music. Now, you talked about some time that you spent in Chicago, and I was wondering if you could repeat a little bit of that conversation with us here tonight.
Well, when I moved to Chicago, everything was wide open in Chicago so far as music is concerned. Every night, basically, something was going on with the blues. If you couldn't find it on one side of town, it's just going the other side of town, and the music is happening. So I tried to join everybody that I possibly could when I first went to Chicago. And then I got the great chance of playing with a lot of big musicians that was in the blues at that time. Unfortunately, most of them has gone on, but I think I'm here for a reason, to carry on the legacy of the people that made us what we are today as blues musicians.
Yeah, I agree. We're really glad that you are around to do that. We certainly are. Now, I know I visited a couple of Buddy Guy's clubs up in Chicago when I went up there. Nice stuff. A good music scene. What did you take away from that, and what do you think that you brought to that scene?
Well, when I went there, you know, when I was playing here in at home in Greenville, James Brown came up, and he was really heavy into the R&B world. I think that I took a bit of R&B to Chicago and used it along with the blues. And, you know, after all music that has been created up to this point started out at blues, because blues was the very first music that ever. So I took a flavor of blues, a flavor of R&B bass playing to Chicago, and it changed the scene of bass playing so far as bass players playing blues. If you listen to from anywhere from around 63, 64, all the way up to now, you can tell the difference in the style of the bass players.
I think the bass player also kind of defines the funk part of it as well. Yeah.
That's right.
It's not funk if it doesn't have some good heavy bass in
that
there.
That is correct. But blues is a funny thing, though. You can't overplay. You have to be careful where you lay your licks down, because it causes a friction that we as musicians call a train wreck. So
want to avoid that.
You're, Yes, you definitely want to change that. You don't want to cause that kind of thing to happen when you're doing an entertainment for a crowd of people.
Want to avoid the train wrecks.
That's exactly right.
That sounds pretty logical. Now, the time that you were in Chicago, what years was that?
From 64 till 1969.
Okay. Yes. Any significant events that took place when you were up that way?
Oh, yes. I've got the great pleasure of playing with Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker and Tyrone Davis, Albert King.
Wow.
Big Joe Williams, Big Mama Thornton, just a slew of people, even Buddy Guy and his sidekick. They had a heck of a time thing going on up there. It was amazing the way Buddy Guy and Junior Wells played together. They were a perfect team.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow, I just can't imagine those experiences. I'm so envious, actually, hearing about this. That sounds spectacular. And you got to take something away from all of that and also put your part in there. I think it's wonderful the way that the community learns from each other. And I guess it's sort of a fellowship as well because you're all there supporting each other also.
That is correct.
Yeah, you become family in a way.
Yes.
And your experiences here in South Carolina. We are very proud to have you in the state of South Carolina and within this region as well. And you're being celebrated currently. The show opens on Saturday. There's an art exhibit that's going to be in Tryon that opened this past Saturday by Brian Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. Can you tell us a little bit about that exhibit and what is relevant to you in that exhibit?
Well, Brian started taking photos of myself and my group over 10 years ago. And he did a wonderful job from the beginning. And so I decided, hey, this is a 100% hit right here. So so I decided to let him be our photographer exclusively. So we started this team together, and we've done many exhibits around Greenville in the past 10 years. So we Brian decided he would take it to Tryon, North Carolina. So the event was at Tryon Upstairs Art Space and on Trade Street there in Tryon. And he does this exhibit. And he donates to the I Can Do Anything Foundation, which it supports the Dr. MacArnold Scholarship Fund for the University of South Carolina Upstate.
Very good.
Yes.
That is wonderful. Yeah, and when I went to see you at USC Upstate, they named two new recipients of that scholarship, and that's wonderful, just continuing that legacy of music there. So, yeah, I congratulate you on doing that. That's an applaud
you.
Yes, definitely
Thank
on doing
you
that.
Much.
Now, you have a significant event that is coming up in April as well, the Cornbread and Collard Green Blues Festival, and it is the 12th annual festival.
That is correct.
that's wonderful. You've been doing this for 12 years. And one of the first things that I heard about this festival when I moved back to this area about 8 years ago was that you do a lot of the farming for it yourself. And I thought that was pretty cool. So I definitely want to come and get some of your collard greens.
Please. We're going to have a collard greens cook-off. There is three different people participating in the cook-off. So you get a chance to go around and check everyone's collard greens and cornbread out.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that just makes it even better.
Yes.
And you have several musicians playing, including Shane Pruitt Band out of Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yes.
Big fan there.
Yes. Yes.
Wanda Johnson.
Yes.
Very good. And let's see, Michael Wolf is going to be playing Dr. Sheila in song.
Yes, that is correct. One of those musicians will perform with their groups each day of the 3 days that we're going to have the Collard Greens Festival. And Mac Arnold and Plateful of Blues will also do the headlines for those shows.
Wonderful. That's great. You have a heck of a band, too, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you really do. I've enjoyed every single performance that I've seen. I saw you in Brevard, I guess, about 3 years ago now.
Yes.
And just so enjoyed it. And just look forward to every opportunity that I get to see you. And at Sparkle City Rhythm and Ribs, you were the headliner there. And
yes.
Really enjoyed the show. And a favorite moment of that, talking about some of your band members, Austin was really pulling out some notes and really into what he was playing. And it got really quiet. You could have heard a pin drop on the grass. And this guy in the audience just yelled out, "Take your time, man. Just take your time." So it's just another example of how captivating your performance can be.
He saw what Austin was doing. Austin always take his time. He never get in a rush. He don't play wasted notes. I just love the way he play. You know, it's a funny thing, the way we came together. When Max Hightower and myself was trying to put a group together 15, 16 years ago. And we were in this building that we had rented to do rehearsals in. And when we came out the door from rehearsing, it was hot in the building. So we decided we're going to quit and try it another day. So we came out of the old rental building. And down the way, I heard this guitar player playing his heart out. I looked at Max and said, "Hey, Max, who is that guy that I'm listening to?" He said, "I think I know him. I think it's Austin Brazier down there." I said, "Man, you got to get him down to the house. He's the guitar player that's playing blues, man. If you want to have a super good band, I think he would be the greatest asset we can put in the band." So Max went and talked to Austin. And Austin agreed to come down to the house and rehearse. When he came down to the house and rehearsed, that just did it. It was so wonderful that day. I'll never forget that day.
That sounds electric. I mean, that like kismet and all those catchphrases they say about a moment like that.
Yes.
Just down the street, you just happen to hear it on the airwaves.
It
just
was
coming
God
down
sent.
The street. Yeah. That's one. And you have a fantastic trio as a result of that now, too.
Yes.
Yes. And everybody kind of pitches in playing some different instruments.
That's right.
Now, you also play gas can guitar, which I find extremely interesting as well. And how did the gas can guitar come about?
Well, the gas can came about in 1946. One of my older brothers named Leroy, he wanted to play a guitar. So he kept asking my father to buy him a guitar. And I'm from 13 siblings in the family.
Oh, wow.
And my father didn't near about have enough money to buy a guitar back then. Although he was a cotton farmer as well. So when he decided that he was going to go to Florida and pick oranges in the year of 1946 after the farms were finished, my brother took one of his gasoline cans and made a guitar.
Oh, wow.
So it gave me inspiration to play music when I saw him playing that guitar around the house. But he couldn't play it when my dad was home. he didn't allow guitars in the house. And, you know, back in those days, for the Southern Baptists, a guitar in the house was devil's guitar.
Mama don't allow no guitar playing around here.
Mama don't allow it. And Papa backs her up.
Gotcha. That's where songs like that came from. Well, I sure am glad that you got in there and found a way to play. And they've kind of evolved over the years, and just a beautiful display that you have of them when you go out and play. And I always look forward to seeing them. That's pretty exciting to see that
you
were able to pull that off. Really glad. It's just an example of, we think that we can give our kids the best guitar or something high end. And And really, sometimes if the desire is there, they're going to make do with whatever they got.
Sure. If it's in you, it'll come out. You know, my first slide guitar that I built myself, it's in the Smithsonian in Greenville, South Carolina.
Ah, very good.
It has a
good
display there. It has a permanent home there. Her name is Maggie.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes.
Maggie has a nice warm home.
Yes, they have a beautiful display there. So it's up to the public to go see anytime downtown Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Now, you do have the title of Dr. Mac Arnold.
Yes.
Can you tell us where that came about?
Well, it came from the University of South Carolina, Columbia.
Okay.
I have an honorary doctor's degree. And I'm so honored to receive the degree. It's great. It makes me feel like that I've done something all my life that really paid off.
Well, it's great to get some recognition for it.
Yes.
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 Yes. A title to have, and I would say that you're quite deserving of it. You're going to be in Brevard, North Carolina soon, next month. Yeah,
that is correct.
Okay, March 23rd, you're going to be at the Phoenix.
Yes.
Yeah, so for our local listeners, but you are booked all the way through August. You've got plenty of dates out there, and people can go to your website and find out about these shows?
MacArnold.com.
Okay, very yes. good. Now, we've had in rotation your latest CD, Give It Away.
Yes.
And we are so enjoying playing that. And how can people get a hold of that CD?
They can contact CD Baby or log on to MacArnold.com, and it will lead you to an outlet to where you can purchase it. And okay. you can also purchase it online.
Okay, very good. That's wonderful. Yeah, we are really enjoying playing that. And I'm particularly fond of the of that Train song.
Train Smoke.
Yes, Train Smoke. And I got to see you perform that recently, too. And y'all do a heck of a job
yeah,
on that.
You know, my grandmother, she were a half Cherokee Indian, and Max Hightower, he always get the essence of things that's around him all the time. And we were talking about it one day, and he said, "Well, we should do a song, something about a train and smoke signals." But we changed it all up, and we came up with the song "Train Smoke."
I like the result of it. I do like the result of it. And you even had little effects there. I don't know if you asked for the train smoke that they were giving you at the performance or not, but there was some there, and it did add to the experience. Okay. Well, thank you so very, very much for coming in. I sincerely appreciate it. Now, we're going to be playing a few songs that Dr. Mac Arnold picked out, including Shane Pruitt Band and Wanda Johnson. Looking forward to spinning those. And, of course, we're going to be playing a couple of songs off of the new album as well. But thank you a whole bunch for coming in here, Dr. Mac Arnold. It's always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much, and thank you for your support of WNCW as well.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so very much.
Okay, lovely. All right, have a good night.
Thank you.